Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everybody, as we kick off a new week here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. back home with the Padres after a nine-game road trip, a successful one at that, 6-3 for the Friars. They left with a record 2 games under 500 on the road. Now they come home. They're over 500 on the road for the season and back at home where they've been incredibly successful so far this year. Padres 14-4 at Petco Park as they get set to host the Angels tonight. And Michael King will start the home standoff against Yusei Kikuchi, the left-hander for the Halos this evening. It is the Scrabinator game tonight out at Petco Park. Matt Scraby will be hosting a bunch of his special listeners. I'd be 20 or so.
Yep.
Lucky winners.
Yep.
Be coming out to the ballpark tonight, enjoying the game out in the Odyssey Suite. I have made arrangements to be down there at the game, so I'm going to try to stop by and say hello. Not because I think I'm any big deal, but because you told me that people kind of want me to come by.
I never said such a thing.
Oh, you didn't say it?
No.
Well, then I won't come by. How's
people,
that?
People were like, is Chris going to be there?
How's that? I won't come by.
I said, I don't know, but he is invited.
All right. Well, we're all going to be partying down there tonight. Tony, of course, will be broadcasting the game with Jesse down at Petco Park, and Tony, I think, you know, there's probably a few scattered listeners out there that want us to come on today and be incredibly critical of the Padres for having the audacity to drop a game to the lowly Rockies yesterday. And it was, I guess, to a certain point, disappointing. You like to believe that you can just show up and win every single game. But it's hard to be overly critical of a 6-3 road trip, which is what I think you set out to try and accomplish. 7-2 would have been better, but you know, you take what you get. And you know, as far as losing a game to the Rockies, I look at I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to quote two of the great philosophers of our time.
Is Joe Mazzulla one of them?
He is not.
Oh, God.
He is certainly not one of the philosophers. I'm going to quote Yogi Berra, who once was asked, you know, to explain the game of baseball. And Yogi said, well, I can explain it in two words. You never know. Which, of course, is three.
It's three words.
And
Chris.
All right, I understand that. That is why it's a yogiism. You never know. The second philosopher I'm going to quote, and he might be more accurate for what happened yesterday, is the great songwriter Tom Petty, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, who said, even the losers get lucky sometime.
Okay.
And so there you go. The Rockies won a game. And so it was yesterday, Tony. But overall, I think everybody feels pretty good about things.
Yeah, those who are like that upset about it, they just assumed that that was a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
And they were wrong. And Yeah, I mean, listen, Nick didn't have his best game yesterday, and the credit to the Rockies, man. Listen, after getting whooped on the first 2 days, and then getting just beat down in game two, they came out, they played like nothing ever happened. And it's remarkable. It was remarkable to see from a standpoint of they were 6-33 going into that game.
Yes, they were.
And they came out, they played. It was not the Padres' best game, certainly from a pitching standpoint. And, you know, Germán Márquez, who has had success against the Padres, threw his best game of the year. And so, yeah, it wasn't perfect. It didn't end with the cherry on top like we had talked about before the game.
Right.
But it still ended in a 6-3 road trip. Come home where you're playing real good against two teams in the Angels. One team in the Angels who's not struggling a little bit right now, beat up. And then I see a good Seattle Mariners team coming in right behind it. So they got no time to really kind of think about that anymore anyway. It's time to move on to this next series.
Yeah. I think, honestly, you mentioned this, Tony. You lose a game 21-0, all right? That was the third largest shutout victory in baseball history. The only two that beat it was a Pirate-Cub game in 1975 that was 22-0. And I believe it was the Indians then, beating the Yankees, also 22-0. So this was one or two runs away from being, you know, the greatest shutout in the history of the sport. And I give Bud Black some of the credit here, as you almost have to with as bad a team as the Rockies have, for, you know, somehow getting them to come back the next day and put it behind them. And like you said, Tony, they played a pretty good game yesterday. Now, for his efforts, Bud Black was then fired after the game.
Right.
So
crazy.
That seems to go along with the Rockies as a franchise. But, yeah, I don't know too many teams that would have come back the next day and even shown up.
Well,
so, you know, give them that due, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Some.
Yeah. I wonder when the players knew that Bud Black was going to be fired, because it seemed like yesterday was a game they were doing it for Bud. But maybe that's not a thing in professional baseball.
You felt like they
wouldn't play because they knew already?
I don't think they could have known.
I don't think they let him go out and manage one more game. Like, what is the one more game for? You just got beat 21-0.
I think they looked at what was happening out on the field, saw themselves ahead 9-3, and said, yeah, it's a good day to get rid of him. I mean,
I'm living in my fantasy land.
Well, a little bit. And Tony told us maybe a little
behind the
scenes.
Win one for the Gipper.
No, a little behind the scenes knowledge. But Tony said they actually had to pull Bud Black's bags off the off the airplane.
Whoa.
Buses, because the Colorado left right after the game yesterday for a road trip.
Oh.
So Bud Black's stuff was packed and already, you know, ready to go. So,
before the game they would have done that.
Right. They obviously didn't know until it was
all
over.
My theory is dead.
So, yeah, your theory dies on that one. But overall, you know, it's a good road trip. I'm sorry. 6-3. And you did it. Here's one thing I like, and it's a concern at the same time. The bullpen, finally, maybe we were to expect it, but the last five games, the bullpen gave up 23 runs in 12 innings. The bullpen ERA went from 1.68 to 2.94. Most of that was on Wandy Peralta, unfortunately. But the bottom line is, even with the bullpen scuffling, they still had a 6-3 road trip, which reminds us that this team is not reliant on any one thing, Tony. You know, they finally hit a three-run homer. In fact, they hit two of them on Saturday night. They haven't been reliant on that all year. They just keep finding a way to get it done and win games in many different ways. And I think that's one of the reasons why we think we have something this year.
Yeah. No, I think the Pods, they went out and they played. I thought they played some good baseball this whole trip. I thought the one game that they actually should have won that they didn't was the third game in New York. That was the game that they had the best opportunity.
Right, 3-1 lead in the eighth,
3-1 lead in the eighth. They had opportunity in extra innings, didn't get the run in. That's the one game that got away from them. The rest of these games went as scripted for the most part. And so, yeah, man, this is a good road trip. 6-3, you went all through the East Coast, and, yeah, you played the Pirates, who were – just fired their manager. They did, man, they might have been the cause of two managers being, you know, let go on that road trip.
Ron Washington better watch himself this week here with the Halos.
But nonetheless, man, I thought it was good. It didn't finish the way you wanted it to, but it certainly isn't anything to, like, be mad or upset or sad about, for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, look, you may have also found something here on this road trip.
Was
that? Anybody expect Steven Kolick to be lights out both starts?
Now, here
what we got? Now, go ahead and tell me that it was against the Pirates and the Rockies.
There
and
we go.
Okay, I'll tell you that Nick Pivetta gave up 6 runs to those very same Rockies. So you tell me that
who had Kolick, the second best out of the league.
You can go ahead and tell me that Kolick didn't count because it was the Rockies. But if it didn't count, then what happened to Nick Pivetta?
He pitched
14 shutout innings on this trip. That's a pretty nice little thing to find on the way here.
I think Coley has just continued to do what he was doing during spring. I thought he looked good in spring and doing kind of the same thing, using that sinker more, throwing the slider a little bit less. He's been good. And listen, despite that being a bad team, as Chris said, yes, Pivetta gave up 6, and that place is not an easy place to pitch. He made an adjustment. He wasn't using the sinker. He used the sinker, but he was using a 4-seam fastball almost equally.
Right. And it was past them all night long.
To kind of combat, you know, sometimes the sinker not really sinking as much in that altitude.
Yeah.
So I thought he was impressive. I think he has pitched well enough to warrant another opportunity. Remember, you know, I think Darvish getting closer. You know, he's already starting to pitch in some of the games
ramping up a little bit, yeah.
And so there's only going to be one spot available, and Kolick has certainly looked good. I don't think he's, you know, going to surpass Vasky in this moment unless, you know, something happens in these next couple of starts, but he certainly has held it down very well in that 5 spot those first 2 starts. I've been happy to see it, personally.
And for, again, Scraby and the rest of you who say it doesn't count.
I never said that. I was
yes,
just presenting
you did.
An argument.
I see. if it doesn't count, then what happened to the other 210 or so Padre starting pitchers who have pitched at Coors Field over the years, including Kevin Brown and including Jake Peavy and including the rest of them you can name, who none of whom ever pitched a complete game shutout there. In fact, the only other guy to do it was Andy Ashby. I mean, give the guy some credit for pitching a shutout in that ballpark.
I'm playing devil's advocate. I just have to say that because I do think it's impressive, but did any of those pitchers pitch against this Rocky lineup? No.
But Nick Pivetta did. All right, look, I think what Kolick did was pretty cool, and I think it's worth mentioning. On to the Angels now, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Matt Snyder will be on the program. We got our daily gambit. We got an intriguing Padres pen pals. We'll find out how people are thinking after this road trip and a loss to the Rockies. Chris versus the fans, Big 5, it's all coming. Tony's at Petco. The Padres are back home. It's the Scrabinator game. It's a big day on Gwynn and Chris.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Monday, kicking them off a homestand.
kicking them off. Hey, kicking them off. NFL schedule.
That's
game
too.
One.
Got that.
Kicking off. Kicking them off has been announced, Grabe.
Yes, it has. We have a big five question about that.
All right.
We will get to that a little later on. Talking some Padres, Angels. Angels coming in improved, but beat up and. Not necessarily playing that great right now, Mr. Chris.
No, they always seem like they're beat up, right? They start beat up.
Because
Anthony Rendon is still not part of this team. Mike Trout is, again.
He said he's doing okay.
Says he's ramping up, but are we really to believe Mike Trout? I mean, he also said he had a hangnail the night he got injured.
Oh.
And then went on the 10-day injury list. So
I don't think he said that.
I know.
He had a bruised knee, I believe it was.
He said he was going to be fine, but as it turned out...
Well, this is going to be fine for Mike Trout.
Eventually. Last place team, right? They're 7 games under 500. And you want to beat up on these teams. And yesterday notwithstanding, the Padres have done a great job against losing teams this year. As a matter of fact, I actually have the number in front of me because I was looking at it. They have played 16 games, the Padres have, against teams currently with a losing record. They're 12-4. One loss was yesterday, and the other three losses was the series to the Rays. They've won every other game against losing teams, and that's what good teams do, Tony. They beat up losing teams. The Dodgers are 18-6 against losing teams. So they've done the exact same. They've done the same thing that the Padres have. You beat them up.
You got to get fat in these situations, and the Padres have done a good job of that to this point. And so, I think, today was yesterday was Pavetta. So we get who we get today.
We get King. We got King.
Oh yeah, we back to the top of the order again.
Top of the order. Yeah.
I
just wanted to ask you what we haven't seen a lineup yet. What do you think they'll do tonight? Because I asked this at the end of last week. With the lack of right-hander. By the way, congrats to Connor Joe, who made it to the Reds and immediately contributed with a two-hit, one RBI game the other day. So he's back in action, but not ever going to be here again. With Gurriel, Connor Joe, Campusano, et cetera, right-handers that aren't here, they either have to put Iglesias at DH tonight, or are they going to have to go with... Give Gavin Sheets a shot against a lefty, which is fine. I'm just saying they don't have the built-in lineup against a left-handed pitcher that they had at the beginning of the year.
I mean, yeah, but how good was that built-in lineup?
It wasn't doing very well. Yeah,
right.
It wasn't doing very well at all.
My guess is that Gavin will get the chance to DH against a lefty. Is my guess.
Yeah.
I just don't see a scenario in which you use one of your catchers.
No.
I guess you could maybe, but that would be the other option.
You could put right?
maybe Diaz
behind the plate. Yeah, you could.
Yeah,
but...
have Diaz DH.
Yeah.
I can't see Lockridge DHing. I mean, you're gonna want to use him.
No, he'll be in left field. I would think.
Right.
Well, I think he'd be in left field.
Right. Exactly. He'd be in left field. So, my guess is going to be Sheets. That would be my guess. Is that Sheets gets the DH spot today against Kikuchi.
And I want to do one while I have you.
Yep.
I want to do one bit of Monday morning quarterbacking. And this is a clear Monday morning quarterback because Jason Hayward hit in a double play and the rally ended in the seventh inning. Was there any thought that anybody other than me had to put Jackson Merrill up in that spot? I'm just asking. Bases loaded. You're down 6-1, but you got...
No, Jackson Merrill was sick.
No. Out of the game. See, okay. Well, thank you.
He had an illness.
Then I don't have to even ask. I thought he was just taking a rest day.
He would have to like wear diapers up there or something.
All right, thank you, Scraby.
Probably.
That's more information than I needed.
That's what whenever I hear that a player is missing the game, has been scratched due to illness, I believe that they have the stomach flu or something.
You're terrible.
Yeah, you're terrible.
He was out because he wasn't feeling well. My bad, then. All right, so no Monday morning quarterback needed.
No, none needed there. So we've previewed the age. What was the other thing you said, Scrape?
I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on Darvish, because Darvish is going to be coming back here maybe this month, maybe beginning of June. Who in the rotation is removed once Darvish comes back?
Because probably Pivetta after that performance yesterday.
Pivetta, okay. Yeah. Okay, good call.
I'm just being a regular fan.
It's Kolek,
you know, I'm overreacting to one game.
Yeah, no, you said that like it was a surprise.
Because I thought possibly Randy Vasquez, because Kolek's been pitching better, but...
You just finished telling us that they didn't count because it was against Pittsburgh and Colorado. Now,
are you the same person that was here in the first segment?
I told you guys, devil's advocate.
So what is this then? This is devil's advocate time two? Reverse?
This is the reverse devil's advocate. Someone's saying six-man rotation on the chat, but I don't think that's something that they want to do.
I mean, they did it for what? Was it a couple years ago they did the six-man rotation for a little bit?
Yeah.
It was a couple years ago because Bo Mel was the manager at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I don't know. It could very well end up having a feel of a six-man, because who's to say that Yu is going to be every, you know, like he's going to make every start from this point on.
Right, he might pitch every couple of rounds.
Right, and so I don't know that we know exactly how it's going to look at this point when it comes to Darv, right? I mean, Darv is definitely older. He's definitely he hasn't been able to complete a full season in a couple years. And so, you know, there probably will be a game plan. I don't know that it will look like a six-man rotation, but I think that other starter is going to factor in, you know, enough in the second half, you know, or whenever Yu comes back.
Yeah, if Kolek, I mean, look, let's hope that's the problem. Let's hope that Kolek just keeps throwing up zeros. You're going to have to keep pitching him. This is a good thing. Have too many guys. You know, and again, Vasquez... because I'm so critical of him every time he walks everybody, he didn't on Friday night. And guess what? He won the game and pitched well, two runs. And I even like the fact that he gave up two solo homers, Tony. It was like, hey, I don't mind, you know, putting the ball over the plate, make them hit it. That, to me, is a change in his whole mental makeup. And I think that that's probably what they've been working on him with. And it served him well. He can come out of that game and go, yeah, I gave up two home runs, but I won the game, and I pitched, didn't overextend myself. I think I only had one walk. I love that.
That would have been a place that it could go cattywampus, too, right?
Right. I mean, yes, we talked about it, yeah.
You already struggle to throw strikes consistently, and he was the exact opposite. He pitched very well.
Yeah.
Second start in a row, he kind of bounced back. So I like where Vasquez's at, and I think they like Vasquez. I mean, even when he's not throwing strikes – still not getting hit hard. It's a lot of soft contact. It's just the walks that oftentimes put him in jeopardy. And then a little blooper here or a hard hit there, he's giving up two or three runs. And so I'm not even asking that he walks no one. Just keep it limited to one or two, you know, as opposed to the four or five that he has posted off in this season. I think he's in a good spot right now.
Agreed. It's a good outing for him. That's important. Wandy Peralta, what are we going to do with him? Now, Niebla is the master. And, you know, this is going to happen during a season. He's not pitching well. He's they're hitting the ball pretty hard off him, unfortunately, right now, three outings. So, yeah, you have to manage this kind of stuff during a season. This is a very typical thing that happens. I guess what you have to do, Tony, is look for some low leverage spots to get him in there and get some confidence back for him.
That's where it's headed, right? I think it's headed kind of how it was last year, where he got off to a good start and then started getting hit, and they kind of had to pick certain spots to put him in. And they were able to do that in part because they were covered by Morty Holm. And so, I think they're going to have to kind of piece it together with him right now. He certainly seems to be in one of those little ruts where, you know, he's getting hit hard. There's really no getting around it. And so I think Mike has always done a good job. Him and Ruben have always done a good job of when they get a guy who's in that kind of realm, they start to kind of find pockets where that guy can have success, build up his confidence, and then hopefully getting back to a spot where he was early in the season where they were bringing him in some high leverage situations.
It's been a crazy season for relief pitchers. Not just Peralta, and I'm not trying to, you know, lessen his, you know, impact, because it's a struggle right now. But I mean, I don't know how many closers have already lost their jobs. Devin Williams is one. Jordan Romano of the Phillies is another. Ryan Pressly of the Cubs is another. And all three of those guys I just named were $100 million type multi-year closers that were signed as free agents and haven't even been able to get through the month of May without losing their jobs. Relief pitching
is volatile.
It's volatile. And so the Padres, fortunately, at least, you know, knock on wood, they've had Suarez being so consistent time in and time out. It really is not something that I look at lightly. Even Tanner Scott has been in and out for the Dodgers. They've used some other guys. So it's a luxury what the Padres have right now. And if it was going to happen to anybody, you know, a middle reliever is the best person to have it happen to. So
for sure.
Let's at least look at it from that positive spin on it.
All right, let's get to break. We have a guest coming up right around the corner. Mr. Matt Snyder will join us, CBS Sports, talk about a little bit about the Padres, where they're at, and where they're going. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome back to the program, Chris Hello. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Scraby, get in the camera there, will you, please? Thank you. Don't move. Lean back a little bit. Scrape. Very good. All right, here I'm going to do that same thing. Anybody notice anything? Anybody notice anything?
Oh, I wish my camera was working right now so I could see what was going on.
Sorry, Tony. For those of you that are only listening on the radio, our YouTube chat people can probably figure it out now. Scraby and I are wearing the exact same shirt today.
Yes.
How in the world does happen? First of all, Tony, I'm embarrassed by a couple of things. One, the fact that I'm wearing the same shirt. Two,
you guys have similar taste.
That I own the same shirt. That's the thing that really bothers me.
Here's why I bought this shirt. I am not a Nautica fan. It was like $5 at Kohl's.
This is a wife buy for me, for sure. This is the stuff my wife finds out.
It's a black shirt.
There.
It's like, it fits me. But Chris has worn this before, and I knew one day we were going to wear it on the same day, and today's the day.
Today's the day. So, Tony evidently didn't get the memo. He's not.
Yeah, Tony, where's your
Nautica t-shirt, Tony? We got to get you one for Christmas.
You know, I'm a company man today. I got my San Diego Padre shirt on today.
Very good. All right.
So there's that.
2:35 is the time. Matt Snyder from CBS Sports will join us shortly. We talked about it, and we'll kick it around a little more in the Big Five, but the firing of Bud Black, it's a personal thing with, I know, Tony and I, especially, knowing Bud. I'm going to wish him the best. Dave Roberts had a great line about it. He said, quote, "I don't think Casey Stengel could change the outcome of that ball club. That's not the manager's fault."
I had to make sure that this was not a fake quote,
I mean, that's
five times.
That's almost bulletin board material, but I don't think it'll matter. I also don't think the Rocky. Now, look, they're not going to be 7-33 the rest of the season because it's almost impossible to be this bad. But the guy taking over there, Warren. I don't know.
Scheffler.
Scheffler. Yeah.
Scheffler.
He's got his work cut out for him, to say the very least.
Adam Schefter?
It might as well be Adam Schefter. I don't think it'll matter too much.
This angered me for some reason.
That they fired him?
Yeah. Because it's like the owner's like, oh, hey, it's the manager's fault. It's not my fault for not doing anything with this team.
We all know that the ownership is a disaster there, and I don't think anyone around baseball thinks anything other than the fact that it's an ownership issue. But it's also a fan issue. And, Tony, you can speak to this. You were there. What I was told Saturday night in the eighth inning, trailing 21-0, or maybe 20-0, they started the wave at Coors Field. Like the fans were partying, basically, down 20. And until they make a statement there and say, we're not going to put up with this anymore, I think they're going to have to put up with it.
Yeah, that's the thing, man, is all three of those games had way more people than should have been there for a team that has. And I'm not trying to be funny, but they were. And so Jesse went out and grabbed some food yesterday and said a couple young guys behind the desk kind of working. He was getting a Caesar wrap, I think it was. And they were kind of talking. And they were talking about the team and how bad they were. And, you know, Jesse was like, why are so many people still coming? And this is kind of puts it into perspective of how people in Denver look at it. It's like the world's biggest outdoor restaurant.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're showing up. I'm pretty sure the on Friday night, the people that were there, there was a boatload of people in that top deck part. I think they were there all watching the Denver game. That was my
Nuggets
game.
Yeah, right.
It's like a big outdoor sports bar, basically. How they treat, that's the only thing I can think of. Why they keep showing up? Because the game is going on. I mean, their team is usually getting beat. First two games, it was 13-2 at one point.
Yeah, and then 21-0. So
and then 21-0 the next day, which by the way was the most people that came to the game. 30,000 plus people there for that game.
Wow.
And so, you know, I hate to say it, why would Dick change his ways? He's still bringing people to the ball yard.
Yeah. Well, let's ask an expert other than us about all of this. Matt Snyder from CBS Sports is our guest, and as we always say to Matt, we're so appreciative of the time he gives us, and really enjoy talking some baseball with you, Matt. And we were just kicking around the Rockies. The Pirates have also fired their manager in the last week since we've spoken. Does either organization, does either team have a chance to really improve with a new manager, or is there, just bigger problems at work here for both of these franchises?
I mean, certainly, at least with the Rockies. I mean, it's funny you guys said you were kicking around the Rockies. That's what everybody does, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, 7-33, geez. I suppose the Rockies get any worse, so I guess there's a chance that they could get better, but if you look at that personnel, man, they're horrible, absolutely horrible. Pirates, they feel like they should be better, but the front office didn't do enough for the offense in the offseason. It's just an absolutely brutal offense. I can't believe they didn't better support the pitching staff during Paul Skeens' prime here for the next 2 or 3 years. Losing Jared Jones to injury definitely hurt to start the season. If you look around the rest of NL Central, I think it's pretty clear that they're the worst team there. And the Brewers, Reds, and at least until this winning streak, you could argue the Cardinals as well, were not even playing as well as they could play. So I don't think that the managerial changes are going to do much besides just kind of eyewash, But the thing is, both these managers, they've been there for quite a while in terms of the shelf life of a manager in Major League Baseball. And, Bud Black, the Rockies hadn't had a winning season since 2018. I guess, and especially since he won Sunday, still gets paid through the end of the year. I don't know. Kind of feel like the Rockies might have just done Bud Black a favor. He doesn't have to keep losing.
I mean, it's kind of mind blowing in that situation. And both of those two teams have some similarities, right? Well, at least in terms of their ownership. They don't seem to really want to spend. I'm hearing that the Colorado has just their whole infrastructure has to be kind of redone. They're behind the times. I mean, how long does when you are at the bare minimum, like a team like the Rockies is, how long does it take to restructure all of that and kind of get you at least moving in a direction where people can actually see light at the end of the tunnel?
It seems like a long, long time, especially how well set up the rest of the division is.
Yeah. I mean,
and it's not like, at least with the Pirates, you've got Paul Skeens and Jared Jones. And if you glance around the rest of the team there, like O'Neill Cruz, 26 years old, really, really talented guy. Keep Brian Hayes, really great defender. What if he hits a little bit? Like, there's at least pieces there on the Pirates, where if they spent a little bit more or the front office was a little more shrewd with some moves, where you could squint your way to saying, hey, they might contend sometime soon. On the Rockies, man, it's just you need a complete revamping of the entire baseball ops. It's like Tony said, they're behind the times in a lot of the analytical departments and in some of the scouting departments. They need to update some things. There hasn't really been much turnover in the front office because the last time they made a change from general manager, they just promoted from within. So it's not even like they went outside the organization to try to get some new eyes on this thing. Farm system is not really highly thought of. It's really, really in a bad way. And when you look around the rest of that division, obviously the Dodgers aren't going anywhere for a long time. It doesn't seem like the Padres will. The Giants seem to be in a pretty good place. And then the Diamondbacks, again, they've got a really good foundation there, and they can spend money. So, I mean, if I was going to predict the next time the Rockies made the playoffs, I would say I wouldn't want to go sooner than, like, 2030.
Mm. Boy, that sounds refreshing to Rockies fans, I'm sure. Matt Snyder is our guest, of course. You mentioned the Dodgers, and we'll get to the Padres in a second. I love your comments on our team. But I was saying to Tony, they got the split there in Arizona. Gonsolin gave them a nice lift yesterday. But All the injuries, and Blake Snell apparently not getting any better, and Glasnow not getting any better, and bullpen pieces missing, and what are they going to do with Michael Conforto, who can't get a hit all of a sudden, and Max Muncy having a power outage. The Dodgers are built to withstand a lot, Matt. How much more can they withstand, or is, you know, can we potentially see a little slippage here for the next month or two?
I mean, it feels like they've kind of already dealt with a lot of it since they started 8-0, and they have the best record in baseball. So it's, they can withstand a lot. Now, the starting pitching does seem like it could become an issue, but, you know, it's Shohei Ohtani is now supposedly making progress. Clayton Kershaw is supposedly making progress. You don't know how much either one of those guys are going to hold up. And I think the bigger concerns, big picture, are Snell and Glasnow, right? Because you have to figure, if they're looking at a playoff rotation, Yamamoto, Snell, Glasnow, those are the three ace-type guys. And then whoever's going best, maybe it's Ohtani by then, maybe not. Man, it really seems like they're slow playing it to the point that you have to worry if something else is going on. But to lose those guys, maybe it's Gonsolin who gets hot, maybe it's May. They just have so much depth. It just sounds ridiculous to talk about them having seven starting pitchers on the injured list, and that doesn't even include Ohtani. Technically, Ohtani, the pitcher, is also on the shelf.
Right.
So basically, it's eight starting pitchers on the injured list, and when you look at Yamamoto, Sasaki, May, Gonsolin, that's four kind of regular starting pitching types. The thing is, on Sasaki, though, it does seem like if they weren't in this situation, maybe they would send him down to the minors to work on some stuff. Right now, as he looks to transition to the majors, it's not going well right now. And as you said, they have issues in the lineup as well, but they still sit there with the best record in baseball. They do seem more vulnerable than a lot of people thought they would be, though. Yeah. And I think that's what you were getting at there.
Yeah.
No, there's no doubt. I would caution everybody that it is only May 12th, and there's a lot of time for all those dudes we just talked about to get healthy and turn the corner. There's plenty of time for it.
Or for them, Tony, to buy a whole bunch of new guys. they have to do that.
That is certainly an option as well. I want to ask you a little bit about the Padres, because coming into the season, it certainly seemed like the Dodgers were the runaway favorite, and they could just go away and hide. I think since the season has started, I think the Padres have reminded everybody how good their offense can be when they are healthy. They've kind of weathered the storm with some of the injuries they had early. Do you think the perception is a little bit different now that we've got into the season as it pertains to the Padres and Dodgers?
A little bit. I mean, I think if you just look at the division, the sentiment was Dodgers head and shoulders above everybody else. Diamondbacks, really, really strong contender. Rockies, we don't need to talk about them again. Giants, everybody thought, I think, were ticketed for fourth place there. So it was the Padres in third. Are they mediocre? Do they have enough depth here? I think right now they're ahead of where everybody thought they would be. And it's not like they haven't had adversity. Like you said, we know there's starting pitchers on the shelf. They dealt without Jackson Merrill for a long time. And especially the way Merrill's hitting right now, it's like, hey, look how much more damage they could have been doing if Merrill had been healthy all year. And there were dry spells from like Xander Bogaerts to start the year, for example. Arias had the concussion issue. They have not been without their share of adversity, and they're just chugging along offensively. And really, there's ways that you could kind of say, I think I could find some areas where they could improve as well. So they seem formidable.
Matt Snyder is with us from CBS Sports, and we read his stuff on CBS Sports, as should you, if you are a baseball fan out there. Matt, we're still a little ahead of trade deadline time. What names are you hearing that might be out there, could be available? And I don't know that the Padres are going to be in a situation to make a lot of trades this time around, because they have parted with a lot of their minor league talent in the past couple of years. But are there some guys? I mean, is Nolan Arenado still out there? And give me he's not out there because they've won eight in a row.
No.
Right?
Yes.
So that
they're only a game out behind the Cubs, so there's no way they could. And he's one of the guys hitting the best during their winning streak are the vets. It's Nolan Arenado and Wilson Contreras. So as of now, No, but let's keep an eye on them because the Cardinals are at Philly and at Kansas City this week. And then next week they come home, but they have the Tigers and somebody else good at Whitehead and Diamondbacks. So in the next 2 weeks, if they start dropping a bunch of games, then you can start thinking about Arenado being back on the shelf again. But for now, he's a hold right now. The biggest thing that everybody's already talked about was Sandy Alcantara, the former Cy Young winner, but he is not cooperating with the trade rumors right now because he's just gotten hit hard pretty much every game all year in his return from Tommy John surgery. So then it's kind of going on down the line. Tyler Alexander on the Angels is having a very good year. He is a free agent after the year. Obviously, they're not contending again. That's somebody that immediately comes to mind for me. There's still a lot of sorting out to be done. And if you look at the Rockies, for example, they don't really have anybody attractive enough to sell. the White Sox, Luis Robert, that's one that I think could really move the needle there. But it's just so early. And if I looked at the AL East, like in last place is the Orioles, they can't sell right now. There's no way the front office can justify that. So then you're flipped back over to the NL East and you're looking at Marlins. Not a ton of guys just yet other than Alcantara. Maybe he gets his act together, then Alcantara could go. I don't really see the Nationals in position to sell because I think they want to contend next year. So Luis Robert, Tyler Alexander right now. Things always get juicier as we get closer, though.
Yeah.
You mentioned Jackson Merrill. He's off to a fantastic start, as is Fernando Tatis Jr. Now, he's kind of dealing with some timing issues right now, but both are off to a really good start. At the end of the day, do you see either of these guys factoring in on the National League MVP when it's all said and done?
Yes. You know, it's interesting because a lot of it, everybody just expects that Ohtani's going to win MVP. And if he does pitch, how much does he pitch? Let's say he got up to like 80 to 100 innings and he keeps hitting like this, then he's definitely going to win MVP and we don't even need to discuss it. But they're still only at like 35 pitches and he's not even thrown any breaking stuff yet and we're in the middle of May. I don't know how much he's going to pitch. And if he's only DH all year, there's an opening there. I could totally see Tatis right now being a major factor there in the MVP race. And like, the other guys who are in it, Pete Alonso right there, I'd expect him to fall off. In fact, I expect Francisco Lindor to pass Alonso just on the Mets alone and maybe even Juan Soto as well. If you look around, like Kyle Tucker of the Cubs would be in the discussion, but Tatis is having a better year than him. There's upstarts in there like Pete Carlson from the Cubs, but surely he's going to run hot and cold because he's so young. Offensively, he'll be inconsistent. Man, Tatis is just right there. I mean, if you look at the Phillies, it's Schwarber probably, yeah. And he's a DH. Tatis might be – Ketel Marte was hurt for a little bit, much like Jackson Merrill. Tatis might be your best pick. If you wanted to go away from Ohtani right now, I think it might be Tatis.
Matt, you're the greatest. We have a couple seconds left, just enough for you to comment on this absurd comment. Paul Skeens, less strikeouts than innings pitched, 3-4 record, 2.77, not the best ERA. Can you get us a recount on last year's Rookie of the Year balloting?
Damn it, man. I had Skeens over Merrill, too. I'm going to regret that forever.
Retracted forever. No, I'm just, you know, I'm kidding. But Jackson has been incredible again this year. So, all right. Thanks for everything as always, Matt. We appreciate it. Look forward to catching up with you shortly down the road. Thank you again.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Matt. Matt Snyder, always cool with us and always fun to have him on the show. Talking a little baseball there. Yeah, Skeens has, you know, been, let's just put it this way, he's been more human this year. Still got a 0.95 whip. So, he's pitching pretty well, but I know that we're never going to forget that around here.
Well, MLB put out a whole post about 1 year anniversary of Paul Skeens' debut.
Oh goodness,
that was something media coverage bothers me. Paul Skeens doesn't.
Yeah,
let
sure.
It go. Let it go.
You're probably right.
He'll never let it go, and he's still hoping that next time when the Pirates finally come back here, that Skeens will pitch against Jackson Merrill.
They're here at the end of the month.
Yeah, at the end of this month.
Yes.
So it's got to happen. He can't miss the Padres again. You wouldn't think.
They'll figure
he's
out somehow.
He's found a way to miss them every time to
yes,
this point.
Isn't that weird?
And, three straight trips he's missed.
Missed them every time. But Scraby, whoever wins that matchup that day, that will settle the issue forevermore.
Well, I can already see it. Right. Jackson Merrill comes up and hits a home run.
It's a towering home
done.
Run. Yeah.
And just like a Yankee Stadium-esque home run that he had the other night?
They go knock on Livy Dunn's door, and they take away Paul Skeens' Rookie of the Year award, and they bring it to Jackson Merrill, where it rightly belongs.
I love it.
I know you would.
That is a great fantasy land that we live in.
I can see Livy Dunn parting with that. No questions asked.
I think that's all she got left, Chris.
All right. Hour in the books. We got a lot more to come. Daily Gambit. NBA playoffs continue tonight. We'll recap the weekend there. And more on the Angels and the Friars. In fact, it's a nickname matchup tonight. Halos Friars. I don't know.
I don't get it.
You don't get it?
I mean, I get it, but I don't get it.
I think they're two of the best nicknames for teams we have out there.
Okay.
That's just how I work.
Okay. That's next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.